Hey, we're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. And on the phone with us, you might know him from his new music video, by the way, that just dropped. Or you might know him from YouTube in general. He's all over the place and he's supporting a great cause, which is St. Jude. Please welcome Jake Miller to the Joe and Alex Show.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. Hey, good morning. Thank you so much for hopping on. We definitely want to give a shout out at the beginning of this that our listeners can help out with St. Jude, because you're a St. Jude supporter. We're actually having a telethon Thursday to raise money, and they can help out by doing that at calling this number, 800-411-9898.
Jake, it's very early in the morning right now, and you're calling us from L.A. So are you talking to us in bed right now?
No, I'm actually in my garage because I didn't want to wake anybody up.
Oh, okay.
So obviously there's a lot we want to get into. I want to talk more about your music, but I think it's a really great thing that you're a supporter of St. Jude. Why are you involved with that?
Just because I'm a big fan of giving back, and I got into the music industry because I wanted to make an impact and a positive difference through my music and just give back to the community any way that I could. And I've been involved with St. Jude for years now, and I love going hospital to hospital and playing acoustic songs for kids, and I just love seeing the positive difference that music can make. And so I love that's the reason I'm involved with them. And my parents, my dad's an eye doctor, so I grew up around medicine, and I think it's really important to give back.
So awesome. That really shows that you have such a big heart.
I have to ask you a question before the ladies jump in so I can be the creeper. You look really good in that photo they use for St. Jude where you're wearing the shirt. The shirt saves lives. Can you tell us about your workout program? Because, dude, you got veins. You got muscles.
Yeah, thank you, man. I go to the gym every day. It's definitely probably my favorite hour of the day, honestly, just because I love kind of blocking everything out for the hour and listening to music and just being in my own zone. It feels really nice. It's like the one consistent thing in my life, because when you're in the music industry, every day is up and down, up and down. So going to the gym is just that 1 hour where I can go and just kind of free my brain for a little bit.
So you actually, speaking in the music industry, you opened, you were the supporting act or opening act for Fifth Harmony. So what did you think about their split when they announced all that? I mean, when you were working with them on that tour, did you sense any tension between them?
I think that was towards the end of them being together, so I could definitely see that was going to happen. But with that being said, I love all those girls, and I kind of grew up with them in this industry. Honestly, we were MTV artists to watch together back in like 2013, and so yeah, like nobody really knew who either of us were at the same time, and it was just a really cool journey to watch them grow. And to open for them, that was amazing. And so, obviously, I was upset when they split. But, I want them all to be happy. I want them all to succeed. So, I think it was the right decision.
We like the fighting. It's really fun for us. But, yeah, we're sad, too. Hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. And we're talking to Jake Miller. By the way, we're going to get more into your new song that just came out, Wait For You. The video is on YouTube. But we want you to help out St. Jude. That's what Jake Miller does. Call this number now, 800-411-9898.
So, Jake, you are also a Sagittarius. We found that out, which means that you are positive, confident, impatient a little bit, adventurous, large heart, straightforward, intellectual, careless. As far as the straightforward part goes, do you like to date girls that are extremely straightforward and just direct with how they're feeling?
Yeah, I think so, definitely. I don't really like playing games when I'm in relationships. I don't like, I don't like guessing how someone's feeling. I don't want anybody to ever like bottle up what they're feeling or their emotions. I like just being straight up as a person in general. And so I think that's definitely something that I look for in other people.
All right, let's keep it on the dating thing for just 1 second here. Jake, Alex is recently single, and we talked about this on the show the other day, and it was very interesting, everybody's reaction. What did you say? It makes you sick, Alex?
It's gross.
It's gross.
Gross. To me.
It's gross to Alex. Let me do it. It's gross for her. This guy said, hey, are you available Saturday or Sunday around lunchtime? He wanted to take her out on a first kind of a lunch date, and she's like, that's gross.
I can see how that's a little weird. I mean, the first time that you go on a date with someone, you don't go eat. You usually get a drink.
So you're saying a day drink's okay, but as far as like a first date, would you ever do that with the guy suggested, or would you always take a girl out at night?
I would definitely take them out at night.
Thank you. Exactly.
It's exposing you too much in the daytime.
Exactly. The lighting is better at night. It's sexier. Definitely. I mean, what I said was like, it's not sexy being on a date for lunch and there's a kid smearing syrup all over his face and stuff right next to us. You know what I mean?
Definitely. No, it used to be at a nice dinner where the lights are dim and there's a bottle of wine coming to your table. That's more the vibe.
Yes, he gets me. See, Jake Miller understands. So why doesn't any other guy understand?
All right. Hey, Jake, thank you so much for coming on this morning here. And, of course, we're trying to help out our friends at St. Jude. We're all big supporters, including Jake Miller. Call 800-411-9898 to help out with that. But your new music video just came out for the song Wait For You. Can you tell us about that song and about that video?
Yeah, definitely. Wait For You is... definitely my proudest song that I've ever made as a songwriter and as a producer. I wrote the whole song. I wrote every lyric. I produced the beat. I mixed it. I mastered it. I did everything by myself in my bedroom. So I'm very proud of it. It kind of feels like a roller coaster. If you just listen to the instrumental, it kind of feels like multiple songs in one, which is really cool, and it keeps you on your feet. And the lyric is really just about, you know, you're going to wait for somebody no matter how long you have to wait if you really think that they're going to be worth it in the long run.
So good.
And so... I think it's something that everybody can relate to. It's definitely something I was going through, and you know, you'll wait for them if you really love them.
All right, fine. Alex is shaking. She has one more question. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. So, speaking of waiting, would you ever consider like telling ABC that you would be open to doing The Bachelor, because they're going to be looking for the next Bachelor as soon as this season wraps up?
Absolutely not.
No? Why?
Because I feel like once I do something like that, my music career is out the window.
Really? You don't think it would help it? Because so many guys go on there trying to help their music career and bring attention to it.
Have you ever seen that happen?
Yeah, whose song are we now playing on radio now? Like,
you're right.
Oh, you might remember this person from The Bachelor.
Yeah, maybe their podcast career really takes off, but that's about it.
Okay, good point.
No offense to all those people who are on The Bachelor. I'm friends with a lot of people, but I'm always so 100% serious about, you know, keeping my credibility as an artist and making sure that, you know, in 2019 it's hard to see the difference sometimes between musicians and influencers and YouTubers, and I always want to make sure that people know, like, I'm only in it for the music. That's the only reason, you know, that I'm here, and that's the only thing I want people to concentrate on when they think about me.
And that's what so many people love about you, that and you being an advocate for St. Jude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, Jake, that's incredible, because I would sell out as quickly as possible to make as much money, but that's just me. Hey, Jake Miller here on the Joe and Alex Show. Check out his new video on YouTube and the single, Wait For You. We're actually going to be playing that coming up in just 1 second here on radio now. And help us, too, just like you can help out like Jake's doing, and support St. Jude. Call them today. We're trying to raise money with our telethon, 800-411-9898. Jake Miller, thank you so much for coming on the Joe and Alex Show.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
Bye. Have fun in your garage.
Bye, guys.
All right, here's Jake Miller's song, Wait For You, on radio now.
You say your heart is too fragile. Maybe we should keep it casual. That's fine. That's fine. He broke your heart into pieces. I know that you are still healing. That's fine. It's all right.
No matter how long I have to, yeah, I'll wait for you. And every night I'm hurting, but I know you'll be worth it, so I'll wait.